this. Okay. Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your unexpected couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, December the 17th, 2012.
And this is episode 87.
Hello.
A part of heaven. Maybe. We'll see.
87. What was our cheer back in high school? We were class in 97.
No, you're too old. You can't remember it.
We're fly as hell, cute as heaven. We're the class of 97 or something.
Oh, really?
Like that.
Yeah. So, want to say
sweet as heaven. That's what we say.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in to the Valentine Cast. This is the week before. This is 7 days, 5 hours, 22 minutes, and 18 seconds before Christmas.
And how do we know this to the second,
Jay? Bam! Because I got a countdown to Christmas ornament from my Secret Santa, not Secret Santa, but Dirty Santa thing at work where I won $80 from lottery tickets. Did I talk about that last week?
Don't know, because okay. I don't remember anything. Might as well talk about it again.
Yeah.
It was a big happening.
So, I want to say what's up to everybody in the chat room. What's going on, chat room?
Jeff said we didn't talk about it.
Okay. In the chat room, we have Bronco Sire from the Sci-Fi Tech Talk.
Hey, Jeff.
What's going on?
And they just had an awesome podcast.
I know. I saw you talking about it earlier.
Man.
And
that's
I know,
great.
And you know I'm a huge Iron Man fan.
You should listen.
And the last time they talked about something I was a huge fan on, I wanted to fight Jeff. So
you won't want to fight in here. Everybody loved Iron Man, and they talked so much awesomeness about Iron Man.
So he's got to get it right. Don't have me screaming at the podcast. And we also have Mr. Paul Fox from the East Screen West Screen podcast.
Hey,
and
Paul.
I want to apologize to Paul because last week I was my mind was just all over the place. I was saying East Coast West Coast podcast, but he is at the East Screen West Screen podcast. You can find it. I think it's Hong Kong Field. Doggone it! What is going on today? Here, you know what? I'm gonna quit trying to guess. But I think it's Hong Kong Films. It's Hong Kong Cast. I'm sorry. I'm just all over the place. So
okay. Do what you should do. Write down all this stuff.
I should.
Like in a Google Doc, you know?
I should. And that podcast, you can find that webpage at kong-cast.com. So go check them out. They talk about films from...
Sorry.
Leave me alone.
No, I'm laughing at Jeff. He said, like in show notes.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. How am I supposed to know people are going to show up?
Well, you should have them all there just in case.
I guess so.
All the information.
And Paul, you become the regular in the chat room, man. We're going to have to get you on the show. So you did us a justice by having us on your wonderful show when we talked about the help. I think it's about time to get Mr.
And Brandon will be fine.
Oh, yeah. Brandon's going to be awesome. And Brandon, we have OMF in the chat room as
Hi,
well.
Hi, OMF.
From the Doghouse Systems Network podcast.
The Doghouse podcast. Isn't it just the Doghouse?
Doghouse Networks.
Oh.
Doghouse, but it's part of Doghouse.
They make
custom... They're not a sponsor of the show, so we can't pimp them. No, we can pimp them for free.
See, it's just the Doghouse podcast. Bam!
Well, it's fine, but you can't pimp the computers then.
But it's at doghousenetwork.com.
Yes, doghousenetwork.com. So, okay. That's part of the podcast. They, you know, tech gadgets, you know, high-end computer, tech talk and all that other good stuff. And Those guys are great down there. So, OMF is also a writer. They just recently got a awesome female writer, I heard.
Woohoo.
Just gamer.
Get some estrogen up in there.
Yep. And then we have Hando. What is going on, brother?
Hey, Hando.
So, welcome to everybody. And we have some other people that are not listed that I cannot see. We have an Ever Studious. I'm not sure if I know you, but welcome for watching, and thank you for watching. So, anyhow.
Ooh,
so,
and Danity is in here.
Danity?
I don't know who Danny D is.
Danny D?
It sounds like Danielle and D. That'd be funny if it was.
That would be funny if it was Danielle and D.
Yeah, but I wonder if it is. I don't think it is.
I don't know.
So it's awesome. We have some awesome people.
Yep. And
in the chat room.
Yep, definitely in the chat room. So if you ever want to come out and check us out, recording on Monday nights at 6:30. It is at it's on twitch.tv/ValentineCast. Yep. Oh, it is Danielle and Demetrius. What is going on?
Yeah, so, my sister and her husband are in the chat room today. Yep. Yay!
Yeah, so definitely. It's great to... We haven't been able to catch up with them in a while. Some family's been busy and stuff, and it's a good way to, everybody kind of catch up with us. So, so we're going to talk a little bit about this weekend with the weekend wrap-up.
I roll my eyes every time because we just need to make.
I know. I at least got to get one eye roll during the show.
Oh, yep. You're going to get more than one. Yep. Trust me.
So this past weekend was kind of a rainy weekend. Was it rainy?
Yes, it rained.
Yeah, it was a rainy weekend.
Except Friday was okay, but it rained Saturday and Sunday.
Right. So last week we had the Gaddies on the Gaming at the Dark podcast, where it was the game show awards for games with the After Dark folks. I talked about it a little bit last week. So we did it on Wednesday. And then after the show, Jason, Shaky Legs, wanted us to talk about the Walking Dead game. For the next show, which is coming this Wednesday, I believe. I think we're talking about it, and I think it's going to be a spoilerific, but I kind of talked to him. I want to see if we can do it like in two parts to give our listeners a chance to finish the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that ahead of time that we're going to be spoiling.
We haven't done it quite yet. Hey, Bellaroo. We haven't finished quite yet.
Right.
We are on chapter 4.
Right.
And we're going along and it's fun.
Right.
And we have to make some tough choices. It's tough in
right.
The Walking Dead.
Right.
But but I'll talk more about that later. So we did that.
Yep. All right. So let me give a couple of moderators here. Bronco,
yeah.
I'm going to hook you up with some moderation.
That would be great because I had to moderate somebody. First time moderating.
Yeah, so let me get. So I'm gonna give a couple
power.
Of people some moderation abilities. Bronco, I'm gonna hook you up with it
because he's very intimidating.
Right.
So,
yeah, I want you to lay the hammer down. Hando, I'm also gonna give you moderation. All right.
Whatever, Jim.
All right, there you go. I appreciate that. We had a incident just now. So I'm gonna put a homie in the timeout from North Korea.
Oh, I already banned him.
Oh, you banned him?
Yeah. I pressed the little thing. Oh, I didn't see the timeout. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a timeout.
Maybe I'll change it to timeout.
Well, there's a timeout in there where you can put him in timeout.
Do you want me change it to timeout?
No, that's up to you. All right. I trust you. So anyway, this is quite interesting. But anyway, so this past weekend, we played a little bit of Walking Dead,
mm-hmm.
going through the episodes because we need to finish the game,
right?
You know, so that we can just talk about it because Jason gave the Walking Dead game of the year, and I feel like if I had finished the game, it probably been the game of the year for myself as well, but. Since I hadn't, I had to give it to Borderlands 2. But I could have just went off of what I've heard and it's been constant how great the Walking Dead game is. Granted, some people may not consider it a game.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think it's a game because the game they feel is, you know, move, like a lot of movement. And, right. And this is basically choices. I mean, there are times that I've died, yes, and there are some shooting involved, but it's more of a game of choices.
Right. Right. So, but the story itself is great and everything else. And I mean, it's just really, really well done by Telltale Games. And then also this past weekend, we played a little bit of WoW. And we also had a wedding to go to and a Christmas party to go to.
Man, it's craziness. There was craziness.
A crazy.
I like doing nothing weekend. On the weekends. I must admit, I am the laziest sack of person you've ever met.
You're not a sack of a person.
I'm a sack of bones and muscle and blood. And I just like to sit in my sack on the couch.
Right. Or on your computer.
On my computer. Or in the bed. So we did go to a wedding.
Right.
Who get married?
My barber. The person that cuts my hair. Hairs. I hate people. You know what? That is a pet peeve of mine. There is a pet peeve of mine if I say, I got my hair cut today. And then some people say, oh, which one? Because they're talking about singular hair.
Hair includes.
Well, there's some smart ass men.
They're stupid.
Which one did you get cut? But anyway.
Oh my gosh.
So my barber got married this past weekend. So congratulations to him.
Congrats. Portia. It was a nice wedding.
It was.
Colors were black and gold.
Yep.
And the bridesmaids had super high heeled shoes. It was the kind of shoes that had to have. The platform,
yeah,
they
the
were
platform
so
high heel,
and they were glittery gold.
Well, like, all I noticed all of them but one.
Yeah, one of them didn't have glittery
was
gold.
Was that the maid of honor?
No, but I also would have said no glitter.
Right,
I'm just saying. But and Portia's youngest sister,
right,
was her first time walking in heels, and for the guys, well, some of the guys, if it's your first time walking in heels and you get 6-inch heels, it's not a good idea.
Right,
And
I felt
kind of sad for her.
Yeah, I felt bad for her because actually what happened was that at the end of the wedding, they were pretty much helping her out.
I know. I was like, oh, poor baby, because she had to stand up in the heels, and I was like, oh.
Right.
But everything was great. We had awesome chicken and mashed potatoes.
Yep.
And
it was a great wedding and everything.
Wedding.
And then on Saturday, we had a party at my boss's house.
I love his coworkers and wives. They are like amazing people.
Renee, you're really low. I don't know why. You know why? Because you're talking to the side of your mic. The light is not facing you. Can you take care of that, please? Why don't you tighten the bottom?
I'm about to.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. Hey.
There we go.
Is this a little better?
Yeah.
Yay. Sorry about that, guys. So, yeah, we went to Jay's boss's party, and oh, my gosh. His wife made these little bite-sized little cups of awesome. They're like little phyllo dough, like little appetizers.
Right.
And they tasted like mini enchiladas. Kid you not. I had to stop myself from eating the whole plate. So
definitely.
I moderated myself and only ate like 4 or 5, but it was so good.
And here's the awesome part. I got the recipe today.
You did?
Yep.
Ooh. Next time we have a party or get together, I'm going to make this.
Oh man, Ever Studious. That is, it's Jeff. It's Anderson J from Twitter. He follows me on Twitter.
Awesome.
He's another Canadian listener as well. And he forgave me for me ragging on Malinor pretty hard and Jeff last week.
Dark Anders' brother?
What?
See, I didn't know that.
That's awesome.
Dark Anders is an awesome person. I bet you're awesome too.
Yep. Who the is Durker? So the party was awesome. The recipe for the enchilada cup. So if you remember on our website, and you may remember early on when we started recording, Renee made these lasagna cupcakes, all these lasagna type cups.
Yeah, I've changed the cups because people got a little confused.
Right, so they were lasagna cups, so they had a wonton wrapper stuff, lasagna stuff. Now, this taco enchilada thing is the same thing. It's like wonton wrappers stuffed with taco seasoning and all this other stuff. Oh my gosh. It was so great.
It was so good.
So yeah, it was hard. And then my boss had bought like 100 smoked wings from the freaking barbecue place. Rib tips, barbecue, you know, hash brown casserole.
I didn't get any meat except for the little cups. Because I skipped all the meat.
I had 12 wings through the whole night.
That's awesome.
I had a big
lasagna.
I had maybe three or four of those big lasagna cups.
Because they have big ones.
Because I had two. Well, I shared one with you. Then I had two. And then before I walked out, before we left, I grabbed another one.
Have you ever had a food item that just you can't stop thinking about?
Yes.
This is one for me.
It's like lasagna cups. So yeah.
Okay.
And burritos.
Oh, burritos.
Burritos.
Let's not get started on that. So, and when we also had a dirty Santa at Jay's boss's party. So the last time we had a dirty Santa at a work party, it went on for how many rounds? Like 8 rounds.
It went forever. One, because it was more than our team. It was like almost 20 people.
Yeah.
So that was the reason why.
Yeah.
Well, it was actually probably more like 30 because it was the other team and their wives.
And we gave good gifts.
Right. So, and then Renee ended up getting some,
I got
not a very politically correct book
that we immediately
turned around and sold it.
Oh yeah. I sold it for like a dollar or two. It was a horrible gift. Ugh. So this time we lucked out.
Yeah.
Jay got, what did you get, Jay?
I got a Hello Kitty lava lamp.
How awesome is that,
guys? It's freaking awesome.
Oh, and so he's going to put it on his desk.
Yes, I'm going to put it on my desk at work. So here's the thing at work. I do odd stuff at work to make people question. Like, I have a pink fan on my desk that I use to keep cool if it's too hot in the office, which I don't bother me. Pink is pink. I don't give a crap. And I'm man enough to not worry about pink. But, and then like my boss's boss will walk by and he would like look at my desk real weird and say, Jerry? I'm like, yes. You know? And, you know, I'm the guy that would, like, when we had a vendor on site for a long time for the migration, for the exchange migration, he was very irritating. And when they were going to leave, I actually gave him a hug instead of shaking his head goodbye just to make him feel awkward.
You're so mean.
I was like, and he's really small. And he's like 5'2". He's smaller than Galadian. Yeah, he's smaller than Galadian. So he's like 5'2".
Wow.
He was like a buck 10.
Almost Daniel and Kimberly size.
Oh, he's smaller than Daniel and Kimberly.
No.
And so I hugged him. And it was just great, and people just busted out laughing.
Oh my God.
And so I'm gonna put this Hello Kitty lava lamp on my desk.
When you do that, take a picture, tweet it, and we'll use it for the next show as well.
I will. And then you managed. Renee got one of the awesome gifts. So
yeah, first gift.
So Renee was number one, and I was number two.
I know. which if you haven't played Dirty Santa, everybody brings a gift. No one knows what it is. Everybody draws a number. You go in and you grab a gift, and you can basically steal other people's gifts throughout the game. Well, one and two are pretty bad most of the time.
Right.
So I got one, and the first thing I got, the freaking leg lamp from A Christmas Story.
No, you didn't. No. Someone else got that. Steve got that.
I got the
Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Yeah, the Charlie Brown
and
Christmas tree.
And the shooting
cow,
the Ellen DeGeneres, the little cow that shoots the little
balls,
out
of his mouth. And so it was great. I was like, yay, but I knew it was going to get stolen.
Right.
Which it did.
Yeah.
But the gift that I stole, I got to keep, surprisingly.
So we stole the Rat King from the Nutcracker.
Yeah, it's a wooden nutcracker about a foot high.
Right.
About a foot high, and it's got its all, it's the Nutcracker prints.
Right.
So that'll go on our mantle. It's good.
Right. So, people call it different things. Some people call it, you know, white elephant.
I only heard white elephant, but I like Dirty Santa
better. Yeah, white elephant is what I knew from the Midwest, and I think in Greensboro, but when I got here in Kentucky, I've heard it called Dirty Santa. So I don't know why. But speaking, and then the beginning of the show, I was talking about the lottery ticket, and I was showing you the ornament that I had gotten with the countdown.
Right.
On our first Dirty Santa that we had with the overall huge team that was like 20-some people, I ended up getting 10 lottery tickets and scratch-off lottery tickets. And it was, you know, I ended up winning $80 off of those scratch-off lottery tickets. So everybody was pretty jealous of my gift I had won. And so it was great.
It was great. I mean, an $80 gift. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think he went and he spent like $10 on lottery tickets. And then out of that, you know, I won $80.
Which is crazy because you won more on that than the $20 we spent on lottery tickets for that Mega Million Powerball.
Yeah, we won $4. So I went and cashed in the ticket yesterday, and then I came to the car and I threw Renee $2 for her half and said, "Make it rain."
I was like, "Yay, we put on $2," and they was like, "We won $4.
We won $4.
I was like, "We're in the money now." So.
Yep. So. But yeah,
that was a pretty bad ROI.
That was roughly our weekend wrap up. Oh, that was roughly our weekend in that wrap up. Whoop, wait a minute. Let's try it again.
That was horrible.
Let's do that again.
Technology.
Hey.
Hey.
We're in technology now. So, Renee put a story in here for Netflix.
Yeah, and I should
and Redbox.
have linked a link, but of course I didn't. But I'll put one. So Redbox has announced that they are going to be like Netflix, or they're putting out a service that's supposed to compete with Netflix.
Right.
They are going to offer a monthly subscription. It's $8 a month, and you will get 4 credits for one night. DVD rentals from Redbox.
Right.
And for a dollar more per month, you can upgrade those credits to Blu-ray.
Right.
So they're starting this thing. Now, we don't even use Redbox.
We do when we're out traveling and stuff like that. And if I can't get my Roku or the laptop to work with the television or anything like that, then we will go to Redbox and grab a movie or two.
Right.
So... You know what this kind of reminds me of? It reminds me of Blockbuster's plan where you could, you know, get a DVD from them and then you take that DVD and you take it back to the store and you can get another one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so it sounds interesting. I'm interested, sort of, but I kind of like my Netflix because it has everything set up with everything that we like.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, I'm not too. I mean, yeah, Netflix is the way that I go. So,
right.
Just putting that out there for those of you all that love Netflix.
Yep. So, you mean Redbox?
Redbox. That's what I, yes. Yep. Of course I said Redbox.
And then also, Renee's starting to see that Instagram and Twitter
sucks.
Are going through their whole thing.
Well, yeah, they put out a new terms of service, and the terms of service that they've put out, now, I think, a couple weeks ago, they made it so when somebody posts an Instagram to Twitter, you can't just click on the Twitter.
You don't get the preview anymore.
Yeah, you don't get the preview anymore.
Right.
Which sucks because to actually see the Instagram photo, you have to click the Instagram link to go to the website. I hate that. They suck so much.
Right.
And they came out with the new terms of service today that they can share their information. Like your photos with Facebook.
Yeah.
And people
which you know what? Who's surprised? I mean, Facebook.
Facebook owns them.
I mean,
right. I'm not surprised.
At first, so you guys know how it is.
But
I mean,
still.
Facebook buys them. Oh, we're not going to change anything right now. Everything's cool. And all of a sudden, everybody's still using Instagram or their favorite program. And all of a sudden, you forget that Facebook owns them. And if all of a sudden... Bam! There it is. Here, Facebook is roaring his head back. Rawr, what's up? We on y'all. So basically, they're doing that. And then Twitter updated their app so that when you take a photo within their app, you can apply filters.
Right.
Also, which are sort of filters like what Instagram had. And Instagram said, Twitter, you need to stop. And Twitter said, no, we're not going to stop. And then Instagram said, well, you know what? I'm going to stop you from using, getting previews. And let's see how you feel about that, homeboy.
I would love an animated little short of what you just said.
I know.
With that would be great. But
so,
I can't draw,
so I just took a picture of this on my desk real quick. And so you can actually scroll through different types of filters. So they have stuff like vignette, black and white, warm, cool, vintage, cinematic, happy, gritty. So, yeah. So you can crop it. Yeah. Twitter, you know, you can do this whole little color thing here and everything. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So Instagram didn't like that. So yeah, we got the little social network war going on.
And we are the losers.
Yep.
So just saying. So yeah, so I think it's all the tech.
Oh, okay.
Media.
You always do that. You're like, okay, bam. So
I got the story right here.
You give a story.
The story here. So
okay.
Yeah, we were gonna watch Man on Wire, but here's my thing.
We didn't watch a movie. When Jay.
Here's my thing. Why in the world on all these documentaries that you got the subtitles? It's hard to watch these freaking subtitles on these documentaries and play WoW. And you have to read.
What? OMF? What? Are you? Sorry.
What?
Oh my gosh. OMF and Karen are having a baby. Is that true? Still baking mini OMF. Congratulations. Yay, Brandon.
Well, why don't you save that for, you could have saved that for.
Well, Osmond. I don't know. I just saw it. He said not yet. I don't know. I don't know what that means. But anyway.
Renee. See, you know what? We're going to mute chat room because Renee gets distracted.
But that's awesome, no, though.
It is awesome.
Well, okay, so.
Congratulations.
They're trying, so they should be.
Oh, okay.
Man.
So y'all having Brandon, sex. So they're having sex.
Yes, they're having copious amounts of sex in order to have a baby. Because that's the only way it happens.
I heard if you do it standing up.
To have a bio baby.
You have, if you do it standing up, you increase your chances of having a boy.
This is so untrue. I want to smack you. You cannot do anything to ensure a BB sex.
Yeah.
But Jay knows this. He's just saying it to rile me up because I hate superstition. And
yeah. Hey, man. There's studies out there that show it.
There are studies that show a lot of things that are not true. But anyway, sorry. My fault. Okay. So back to Man on Wire.
Go ahead.
No. You were explaining.
No.
Why?
No.
We didn't
watch
totally
Man
on Wire.
You totally crockered me on that.
I did, and I admit it, and I apologize. Now, will you please tell them why we didn't? Fine, I'll do it.
Okay.
So, we were sitting down. Man on Wire. We weren't excited to watch it, so we were gonna watch it while we were playing WoW, right? So we started playing WoW. We booted up Man on Fire. All of a sudden, we hear freaking French.
Yeah, like the first 3 minutes of it was in English.
I was like, crap, I can't read and play WoW. I was, So it got turned off and we never turned it back on. We were busy this weekend, but even if we weren't busy, we would have watched it because.
We ended up watching a bunch of Braxton Family Values.
Yes, I'll talk about that later, which is. Whew, I have a problem. Okay, so we're gonna
so
no Man on Wire. It might get watched, maybe. I don't know. So I'm gonna roll for the next movie.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you gonna stop interrupting me?
137.
All right, so 137 is going to be timer.
What is this about?
Capital T, lowercase I, capital M, capital E, capital R, which. I hate people that do that. But anyway,
that? Okay.
In this comedic fantasy, biotechnological implants count down to the moment one is supposed to meet his or her soulmate.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Then Nicole, this is a recommendal from Nicole.
Which is probably where I got it.
Yeah, I can tell.
I love sci-fi.
Because it's a sci-fi love story.
You don't like sci-fi love stories?
No, it's fine. You remember she recommended that that one about the dead people? About the dead people, the dead people love story.
Yeah, we didn't like that so much. But,
it was weird.
But I think we'll like this one. It's sci-fi. We're gonna like this one.
Okay. All right.
I know it. We're gonna watch it.
Yep. So that is our movie for next week. Actually, let's see. What do they say that we would give it? They say that we would give it 3.4 stars.
Well, that's because I ask you all of the ratings because I like everything more than you do. So
I wonder why it has a lowercase I.
Maybe we'll find out. Maybe somebody's name is Myrrh and they wanted to emphasize that.
Yeah. You remember Hawthorne? That was the one.
Yes.
You hate that one spelling?
Yeah, because it had the RN because she was a nurse. So.
Excuse me. Sorry. I need a cough
switch. We need a cough switch. We need two cough switches.
No, if I had a cough switch, it.
What?
I played too much.
Oh, maybe.
But yeah.
So yeah.
Oh.
So,
I'm also want to say, when I was talking about your mic being turned around the wrong way,
right?
Jeff said, did she have it turning on?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Here's the thing, Jeff. I control the power on my end with her mic. So,
if mine isn't on.
Yep. So, but anyhow, where are we?
Hobbit.
Oh. Are we going to talk about Hobbit? We're not going to talk about Toni Braxton?
We're going to talk. If you read the notes.
No.
Look at the notes.
You're supposed to save the best for last.
No, we go in order. It's movies, TV, games, and books, and music.
That's not how I remember it.
Well, that's how it is with now.
Okay.
That's how it always been.
So on Sunday, we went to go see The Hobbit, which I have to say was amazing.
It was awesome. Hobbit haters, go away. It was great.
So, as you all know, we both are a huge Lord of the Rings fan. And I'm going to go ahead and fess up and say I am not the type to be all goo goo gaga over the books because they can be boring, okay, mm-hmm. and long. But I really enjoy the Tolkien universe and everything.
Now, I liked the Lord of the Rings books. I haven't read The Hobbit, but I've heard The Hobbit book is boring. I'm
right.
Just putting it out there.
Right.
I've heard it's boring.
Right.
I will still read it.
Right.
To get my geek cred up a couple points, but I don't like boringness.
Right.
But
the movie was great.
I loved.
We watched it in regular. We didn't go to no 48 frames per second.
Yeah,
3D.
We didn't do the high frame. We didn't do 3D.
Yeah, we didn't do any of that. We just went to go see a regular movie for $5.50 for the matinee, and we absolutely enjoyed it. Just because. If family wants to go see it, we can go see it again.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, Danielle, Kim, Mom and Dad, Deidre, don't see The Hobbit. I'm just putting it out there.
Well, I have a feeling that people are going to want to see Django. Oh,
Django Unchained, which as of yesterday, it had a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is amazing.
Yep.
If y'all don't know,
right?
So, Les Mis, Danielle, really?
Oh, I can deal with Les Mis.
That's because you like the.
That's because I like Les Mis.
Yeah. So
I
do want to see Django Unchained and Les Mis.
But here's my thing: Les Mis is not going to be as good as the other Les Mis with Liam that we watched that had Liam Neeson in it.
Was there singing in the one that we watched?
I do not believe so.
There's singing in this one, I think.
Oh, man.
I think.
The Les Mis with Liam Neeson was amazing.
That's just because you love Liam
Neeson. I do. I don't see why y'all don't like him more than Sean Connery.
Because Sean Connery is hot for an old man.
Liam's a pretty hot guy, man.
Yeah, but Sean Connery has that something that would make a 25-year-old woman...
He's like your grandfather.
Freaking have a crush on him. He's got this something. But anyway, so yeah, so we look forward to that. So The Hobbit was good, and people aren't liking it
mm-hmm.
because they don't go exactly as the book goes, and they don't like the direction it took, and they didn't like the extras that it tacked on, but. As a person who hasn't read the book, I liked it. And people who know the book well, they kind of don't like it. Well, some of them. So, Yes, well, that's how it goes, but I like The Hobbit.
Mom, what's this thing about Sean Connery slapping women? Is he...
Where?
Yeah.
Did you just look up Sean Connery slapping women?
Yeah. Or... Sean Connery is a proud, admitted woman beater.
He is not.
Yeah. I don't think... Here's his quote.
Sean Connery,
I don't think there is anything particularly wrong about hitting a woman, although I don't recommend it doing it in the same way that you hit a man. An open slap is justified. If all other alternatives fail and there has been plenty of warning, if a woman is a bitch or hysterical or bloody-minded continually,
I can't. I can't take it. You just ruined my Sean Connery fantasy.
I'm just telling you.
It's done. I don't like him anymore. It's done.
I'm telling
you. Done. Now I'm moving on to who's another old guy? Was that?
You can do Liam Neeson.
Anyway, I had to figure somebody out.
Yeah, man. He's old school. He'd be like, woman, go in the kitchen and make me all the sandwiches. Go into all the kitchens.
I can't believe it.
And make me all the sandwiches.
I would like to rewind 5 minutes ago, so I would never know that. So that was good. Go check it out. Yeah. Bam.
Yep.
And we've been playing video games like we talked about. We kind of already talked about The Walking Dead.
Right.
I just want to kind of reiterate.
Okay.
It's a really good game. If you don't like Twitch gaming, you'll like this a lot.
Right.
It's not a lot of Twitch gaming. If you like story, you'll love it.
Right.
You make hard choices in it. People who aren't gamers can, regular gamers can. Right. Like this game too. So The Walking Dead, it is, I don't know how much it is, $20?
When it's not on sale, it's $24.99.
Yeah, which isn't bad because you get 5 chapters. And if you play all the chapters, about maybe 15 hours of gameplay, you think? 10 to 15 hours?
Yeah, it's about 10 to 15.
Yeah.
Which is almost equivalent to what I understand Halo 4.
Yeah, so it's really, really good. And if you all want to know more about it, I will talk at length, but I'm not going to do that right now.
Yep.
We're almost done. So you can hear more about it on
Grumpy Old Man After Dark.
After Dark, Wednesday at what time?
7:30.
7:30.
And it'll be live show.
Eastern.
And Renee's actually going to be guesting.
I am.
On that
They're going to have some estrogen up in, so it's Grumpy Old Men and Women After Dark.
Yep. Well, Rob, you know, Rob's usually there. Go mad.
Go
mad.
Women.
Oh,
women.
Go mad.
Go.
Oh, my God.
Mod.
Go mad.
Mod.
Go mad.
So, yeah, check that out.
Yep. And then also this weekend, we finished up, instead of watching Man on Wire, we finished up
Walking Bob.
We finished Bob's Burgers Season 1.
Yeah, and... it was so good. I love Bob's Burgers. Anybody who hasn't seen it and has access to Netflix, please go watch it.
Yep.
And the reason I like it is because the voice of Bob is the same dude that did Coach McGurk for Home Movies.
Home Movies or whatever it's called.
And I love freaking that. So I just want to use this opportunity to talk about Bob's Burgers because I love that show.
Yeah. And then so since, you know, the whole Man on Wire had the subtitles and stuff like that, we started watching a show on Netflix called Brax and Family Values. And this is one show that I've heard, you know, other family members in our family that love this show. Some that may be in the chat room.
Correct.
And so I decided to check it out. And I have to say, it's pretty good.
It's good. Okay, so I have to admit on the show, I am a reality show junkie. I love reality shows. I'm sorry. I'm just crappy ones like Jersey Shore, good ones. I love freaking reality shows. So whenever I see one, I get hooked. So we started watching it. Let me tell you, Toni Braxton's sisters are a mess.
Well,
okay, one of them is a real mess.
Right.
And I just want to slap her.
The one
in the face.
Married to her agent or manager, Vince.
Yes.
Tamar.
Oh, Tamar. I want to slap her in the face.
But I think she's the youngest, right?
She's the youngest, but she's
and
dumb.
She's so spoiled.
She's spoiled, and she goes tanning. She's black, and she goes tanning. Now, if some of you don't know, people of color don't generally go tan. because we already have a tan.
But this is Tamar, though.
So she goes tanning. And she took Toni Braxton tanning, and oh, she looked a mess.
That was hilarious.
She looked like an Oompa Loompa.
Well, actually, so horrible. She doesn't go to like a tanning bed. She goes and gets a spray tan.
But it's a tan.
Well, so she's getting colored.
No. Danielle, I can't like her, but don't like her. I just don't like her. I just can't like, I like her to laugh at her because she's stupid, I guess, if you want to say it like that.
Right.
So anyway, so Braxton Family Values, another notch in our reality TV board, which is about 20 miles long.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool, you know, getting to watch that. And then, you know, it was cool being able to watch that family and everything else. And then also, Cards Against the Humanity, if you all should listen to the show, not just us, but other people, they put out a season pack, for Christmas, a holiday pack, and you can pick it up for $5. Or actually, you can pick it up for pay what you want.
Right.
And then you can pick it up. So go check those guys out. We got ours this week, and they're pretty funny. They're pretty funny. So I'm looking forward to possibly playing some Cards Against Humanity over the holidays and everything else. So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Cards Against Humanity. I want to get Mom and Dad playing. I mean, I think they can handle the extreme, I think
they can too. I mean, yeah.
Now I would warn them it's pretty graphic before I start going, and if they want to get out, I would let them get out. But
I think the thing is that we may be okay with playing with your mom and dad, but will it just be the four of us? Because, you know, your sisters may not want to play with your mom and dad. Not just because, you know, it's your mom and dad.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because, like, sometimes, you know, we talk about at dinner, you know, I'll bring up something at the table that some people don't mind talking about and other people do mind talking about.
This is true.
You know? So anyhow, while Renee is chatting away.
No, I'm done. I'm ready to talk. Project Humanity. Awesome. Go.
Big Boy from Outkast has put out a new album that came out on the 11th. You can catch it on Amazon. You can actually get it from Amazon for $5. I'm not sure how long it's going to be on sale, but we picked it up today. I listened to the majority of it today, and I have to say, he doesn't have that same sound that he did from the South.
Yeah. You know, it's a different sound. It's a really good album. It's a really good album. If you like that kind of music or whatever, please check it out.
Yeah.
Jay's not a huge fan of Big Boy.
Actually, I wasn't a huge fan of Big Boy until today, because this album has a very different sound than what it used to. Okay, let me rephrase. I like Big Boy as part of Outkast.
Right.
Big Boy as a solo artist, I didn't care a lot for him until today.
Right.
Andre, I like with Outkast, and I like Andre without being an Outkast.
I love him because he's so quirky. I love quirky, like CeeLo and people like that. I love quirky.
So Big Boy, you know, his style has changed a little bit. You can see the growth a little bit. It's not all Dirty South type rap style. It's more Upper East Coast type rap style, and it's actually really good.
Yeah, so if you want to check it out, it is called Vicious Lies and Dangerous Rumors.
Yep. And one of my favorite songs on that album is actually CPU. It's about and then there's CPU.
Nerd.
It's actually really good.
Yeah, man. I know.
Mama Told Me is a heavy bass hitting.
I have to listen to this album tomorrow.
It's really good. It's really good. So I was actually really surprised.
All right.
And there's a song on here called In the A, which is in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, he goes back to what the way he used to be. And Ludacris is on that album, on that one as well. And someone said it's finally great to see Luda doing a song with someone that's older than 17 years old.
That is kind of funny. He seemed like somebody's granddad when he's doing little cameos and stuff. So,
all right.
The fridge is not prepared.
And with that, you know that we are now in food. And Renee has an exciting announcement about what is coming to Louisville.
Hey, yeah. Chipotle. Hey, yeah. It's coming to Louisville.
Yep.
And this is the first time that Chipotle will be in this area. I think it's in Cincinnati, and that's as far,
right?
That's as close as
well,
it is.
It's in Lexington also.
Okay.
Yep.
But it's first time in Louisville, and it's this whole Chipotle versus Qdoba thing.
Chipotle.
National chain.
Yeah,
anyway.
Chipotle is, they, the way they went about America or wherever else they may be, is that they hit college towns. Mm-hmm. Big college towns is where they hit. And so they were in Nebraska at U of L, and they, you know, out in Colorado, and then, you know, they had in Lexington and everything else. It's almost like Raising Cane's, because right. Raising Cane's is actually coming to Louisville as well. Raising Cane's was another one of those restaurants that do the whole college tour, as well as Smash Burger.
Right.
So I think, you know, as Louisville grows, you know, their college face grows more. And I think with them getting into the ACC conference is going to help Louisville, the city, as well.
Right. And I love burritos. So I love Qdoba. I love Moe's. I love Chipotle. Chipotle has a fresher taste to me.
Yeah.
But I will eat both if offered.
Right.
Their chips are amazing, but you pay for it in calories, by the way, just putting it out there.
Right.
But Chipotle is opening up on 4th Street,
mm-hmm.
which is downtown Louisville.
Which is sad.
Which means, we won't go there for lunch, and we're not going to eat dinner because we're not going to stay downtown just to eat dinner. So,
right.
I will not do that. Okay. Jeff said he doesn't know any of these places. So.
Wait a minute. Didn't Jeff go to? No, he went to Five Guys instead.
So Jeff, in the chat, you tell me what burrito places that you all have. Or if you don't have any because you don't like Mexicans.
Or, yeah.
Black people or Mexicans. Because
there's no Mexicans in.
Canadians are racist.
Also this week, Renee had a, while Renee's waiting on Jeff, Renee made an awesome recipe called, it was a chicken pot pie. And Renee, let's talk about that recipe a little bit.
Yeah. I wanted to make chicken pot pie because they were talking about it in the Lose It group. And I was like, this sounds so good. So, I found a healthier chicken pot pie. It wasn't the super healthy one that somebody had put in the chat, but I found a, pretty good one. And I made chicken pot pie and it was really good. And it was my first time making it. So I was a little worried, but it came out amazing.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
That's what is that?
That was the Mucho Burrito website.
Websites that have music crack me up. It's so 2001.
As Renee's finishing up the chicken pot pie, deal.
Yeah, so it was really good. I'll post the recipe up when I get a chance, and I know I always say that, but I'm gonna really try this time.
So they apparently have a restaurant called Mucho Burrito.
Is it around here too?
In Canada.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you click the link and you can look around. It did say something about it being in the US as well, but their style looks very close to Chipotle and
Mucho Burrito. And, that just sounds awesome. That's just lots of burritos.
I know.
And you know how I am about burritos.
Oh, that's so. Like the restaurant. So they have a Mexican restaurant that's opening up called Fiesta Casa, mm-hmm. which is party house, pretty much.
It's party house.
So
it is.
But yeah. So give you what are you finding out about Mucho Burrito, baby?
That. The burritos look amazing.
Okay.
And they have quesadillas and nice. Gourmet tacos.
Oh, gourmet.
I'm not sure why they're gourmet.
So, an update on our weight loss for week 24. I am down. This past week, I lost 3.2 pounds, regardless of the wedding, for a total of 68 pounds.
Woo.
And Renee?
I have lost 2.2 pounds this past week for a total of 64.4.
And, total for both of us for the week is 5.4, and the grand total for 24 weeks is 132.4 pounds.
We'll go Team Valentine.
Yep.
And I'm shocked. We went to a wedding and that party, and we ate, but yet we still lost. Good
right.
job, babe.
Yep. So when I was actually writing the post up this morning for the 24 pounds, for the 24 weeks, you realize in 2 weeks, we would have been doing this for half a year.
That's crazy.
For 26 weeks.
That's crazy.
So,
and I'm more than halfway to my goal, which is awesome.
Right.
So I should get my goal.
I wish I was halfway to my goal.
Oh, yeah. And I have to talk about this because I thought I looked really good. But I took a picture of myself to show people the dress I wore.
Right.
And I got a more enthusiastic reaction than I thought I would. Everybody saying how good I look. And, you know, when you lose weight, it sounds vain, but it feels good when people tell you that you look good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's just human reaction. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I kind of like when people are telling me that I look good. So right. Thank you, everybody.
All right. So let's jump on into I'm glad you look great too, babe.
Oh, thanks.
Odds and ends. Valentine's
odds and ends. Odds and ends.
Oh, that may have been a little hot. This week in birthdays, we have...
I have one birthday.
You have one birthday.
I have one birthday.
But I have a couple.
Oh, you didn't... You were supposed to put this
I told in. You at the very beginning.
I know you did, but you didn't put them in.
That's
but,
right.
Okay, so I am going to say the first birthday. The first birthday is my best friend, Michelle. Michelle's been my friend since sixth grade. She's been with me through thick and thin. Love her. And her birthday is Tuesday. So happy birthday, Michelle.
Happy birthday. Today's birthday is my cousin, Corey Valentine. His birthday is today.
Oh, Corey.
Happy birthday, Corey. And then yesterday was my son's birthday, who turned 13. I said that last week, but I just want to say again, happy birthday,
another
Daniel.
Teenager. You got two of them now.
I know. I have two teenagers now. And then also my brother, Jason. His birthday is coming up on Thursday, so happy birthday,
Jason.
And on Sunday, are my cousins, twin cousins, not Marissa and Alyssa, but Jody and Buffy. So happy birthday to them.
Happy birthday.
And even though we plan on recording Christmas Eve, but just in case we don't, we're going to say a happy birthday to Brad, my barber. On the 24th.
Yep. That's when we just got married. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brad.
Early
and then
birthday.
Also to Mr. Demetrius.
Yes, his birthday.
His birthday is also Monday.
And I plan to podcast, but in case we don't, we're saying happy birthday to him now.
Yep.
He's getting older.
Yep.
A lot older.
An old
it's okay.
man.
It's all right.
Yep.
Old, I guess old people are still okay.
Yep.
So.
All right, so you all know that our bumper for this section of Odds and Ends was done by none other than Johnny Feisty himself.
Thanks, Johnny.
You know, and Johnny Feisty is also doing something great for his Twitter followers. So if you missed it last week, he put a tweet out that if you would like a song, a personalized song by him, Johnny Feisty, that he would write you a personalized song and he would sing it for you and he would send it to you. So I took Mr. Feisty up on his offer and I said, yeah, man, I want a song. And sorry. So here's what he also sent us an email and I actually missed it.
Right.
So he said, hey, you two. I'm recording personalized Twitter songs for friends, and if you want one from me, I need the following info. 1, what name you want me to call you in the song? 2, an item you'd rather have as a gift than a song from me. So I emailed Johnny, and I said, hey, Johnny, we want a song to be written to the internet couple, Janae.
Janae, because Jay and Renee, which is an awesome combination of our
names.
Yeah,
Janae. I'm just throwing it out there. Janae is an awesome name.
Because it's mostly
name.
My name, which makes it awesome.
Well, but it has that awesome J
at the very beginning. So
you know,
I guess it's a nice balance, yeah.
So you can start calling yourself Janae if you want to. and then also, an item. So the item that we would rather have than the song from Johnny was potatoes, you know, because we wanted... Throw the Hobbit in there. And plus, Renee said that potatoes is the gateway to drugs.
Yeah.
So
potatoes are the gateway.
So here's a sample of what Mr. Feisty did for us. So check it out.
Janae, this is the song I wrote for you.
Just for you.
Now I know it's a little bit short, but I suppose it'll have to do.
What you gonna do?
So enjoy your song, Janae. Next time I'm getting you potatoes. It's Janae's song.
It makes me laugh every time I hear it. It's Janae's song.
So go awesome. Out.
Thanks, Johnny.
And that's follow amazing. Johnny Feisty on Twitter. Also, check out his podcast called TV Copilot. You know what? Let's do this real quick.
Podcast of the week.
All right. So we usually do one podcast. But today, you know what? I'm feeling the love today.
Wow.
So
breaking tradition.
So one, check out East Screen, West Screen from none other Paul Fox himself.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it at kong-cast.com. So check out that show. Go check out Sci-Fi Tech Talk. We've talked about this recently with Jeff Sire, Mike, and Julie Cool.
Look at you.
I can't remember Mike's last name, so forgive me, Mike. So check those out. Check out Old Man Frank's at Doghouse Podcast, which is, you know, at doghousenetworks.com.
Right.
And then also we have Johnny Feisty. He has a show called TV Copilot, which talks about pilot shows from television shows.
Which is cool.
And Johnny has his own style, and he's like the one man show.
He is. He does everything. He does it all.
Right. So definitely check out that show, because those guys, you know, I say those guys, it's just one guy. But Johnny does a great job. He does submissions for other podcasts and everything else. So definitely check them out. And then also, we usually try to share shows that aren't mainstream. But there's one mainstream show that we do want to share with you that we absolutely enjoyed during our Thanksgiving travels. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people talk about this and a lot of people know about it. But just in case, if you ever want to listen to a show that's just about stuff that you don't know, but maybe you should know.
Right.
Check out the show called Stuff You Should Know.
Right. Oh, my gosh. This is a great podcast.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
They're short. They're about 20 minutes
long. Yeah, they're
20
to 30 minutes long.
So they aren't super long, and they tell you the most interesting stuff. So if you like to learn, I really recommend listening to Stuff You Should Know.
Right. So yeah, I mean, just mad love to all, you know, all those people out there. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are trying to do podcasts and everything else. Just stay encouraged. And I know when Renee and I started out doing podcasts, stuff like that, we had a lot of questions. Feel free to ask. You know, if we can help out, we'll definitely help you out. There's no problem with that. And there are a lot of other people that are out there that will don't mind helping either. And it's a good time, you know, just being able to let your voice be across the internet waves of today and everything. So it's just a great community. All the people that I've came across that do podcasts are really good people. So, Renee.
Yes.
How can people get a hold of us?
If you want to email us and tell us how awesome or horrible we are, you can, but please just say we're awesome. You can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. And if you want to see our faces, you can go see our blog at valentinecast.com. And the podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast. So tweet us.
Yep. If you want to watch our video after the fact, you can watch it at youtube.com/valentinecast. If you want to call us, we have a line that you can call. That number is 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. My Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-Y. And Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. I want to say thank you to Pretty Lights Music for allowing us to use their music for our outro and intro. You can find them at prettylightsmusic.com. Thank you so much. And I wish we could be at your show out in New York.
I know.
That'd be cool if we could do it. But hey, we can't. So It's okay.
I wish we were rich. We could just fly there on a private jet.
Yeah, it'd be all right. Yeah. Chat room, you're awesome.
I know you rock my socks. I said this in the chat room, but you all rock my MFN socks.
So, Bronco, Hando, Belarus, what is going on, girl?
And so, Danielle
and the D,
Paul Fox, and the people that I didn't
old
know.
Old Man Franks, and then we had, studios. You know, had Dirk's brother out there, Dark Ander's brother.
Yep.
You know, so thank you so much for hanging with us tonight. I'm glad you were here. Glad we were able to share a little bit of our lives with you. We'll be doing it again next week. Hopefully, watch out on Twitter, because Miss Crocker may sideswipe us with some unexpected family plans. So.
No. We're going to podcast. Okay. I want to podcast.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm dedicated. Dedicated.
Hey, it is okay if we don't.
It's okay, but I just want you to know that I'm dedicated to this podcast.
That was not about you at all.
Okay, I'm just putting
your mom
it out
there. Is very convincing. And family.
Because she makes food. So
family's in town. And it's time to get our party on. I mean, it's the holidays. Hey.
So, hopefully we'll see you all next Monday. And if we don't, have a lovely holiday.
Yep.
Spend lots of time with family, friends, eat lots of great food.
You know what?
What?
Maybe we have an early show.
Okay.
On Monday.
Yeah. I mean, we can have it.
We can do an early show.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about that for an early show?
Yeah. Let us know. Tweet us and let us know how you like an early show.
Yeah. So cool.
All right.
Anyway, we're out of here.
Bye, everybody. Mwah.
Bye.
Boobs.
Did you say boobs?